you've got your Bibles this morning, would you turn with me to the 21st chapter of the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 21 and reading from verse 1. The book of the Revelation chapter 21 and reading from verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Then turning to the 22nd chapter of this book of the Revelation, and reading from verse 1, a few verses in this 22nd chapter. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no curse, more curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. They shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And we know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his precious words of truth. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come once again into thy sacred and holy presence. Through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And today we thank thee, O God, for the privilege of coming to thee in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. all our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We ask Thee, O God, our Father, that Thou might bless our coming together this morning. Bless us as we study Thy precious words of truth. We ask Thee, O God, our Father, that Thou might challenge our hearts afresh. Remember, O God, once again, the pastor of this congregation, Dr. Paisley. We ask Thee, O loving Father, as he preaches forth the words of truth, that he might have the joy of leading many precious souls to Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we ask it, and for His glory. Amen. We are living in a day and age when there are many damnable doctrines taught in our day schools. We are living in a day and age when there are many damnable doctrines taught from the pulpits of our land. Thank God we this morning stand upon the infallible words of truth, God's precious word. Anything I say this morning, I pray that God might bless it to your heart. And I pray that as we study God's word, that He'll back it home by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're taught in the day schools today that there is no such place as hell. We are taught in our day schools today that there's no such place as heaven, that these places are but fairy tales. May I say that the minister of this church, I believe, has amply dealt with the subject, the biblical doctrine of hell. I believe that the minister of this church is faithfully proclaimed that there is a hell, and that a man or woman who dies without Jesus Christ, in hell they will be for all eternity. Bless God this morning, there not only is a hell, but bless God there's a heaven. For us who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior, bless God, one day we'll be with Him for all eternity. We can say like the apostle, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. We can say like the apostle, absent from the body and present with the Lord. Bless God, there's a place prepared for us in glory land. This morning I would like to very briefly go over these points that are brought out in the 21st and 22nd chapter of the book of the Revelation. Things which are not in heaven. When we put these to the side, bless God, then we'll find out what things there are in heaven. The first verse of this 21st chapter of the book of the Revelation, we read these words, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And this is the first point I would like to leave with you, that in heaven there is no more sea, dividing us from other lands, dividing this little island from the other far-off lands of the world, there is the sea. And if we want to even go to Great Britain, we must cross over the sea. Sea speaks to us this morning of separation. We are separated from our loved ones. We've got loved ones over and far off, long countries, over in Canada, in Australia, even in Britain. If we want to see them, we must cross over the sea. We are separated from them. Time after time, I've gone down to the harbor here, And I stood at the quayside and I've watched those whom I love stepping upon the boat and leaving, and they're going away. And we wave goodbye, and for a certain time we are separated. Bless God, God's word says, there is no more sea in heaven. There's no more separation there. We're separated from God our Father. Today we're separated from God the Blessed Son. But one day we will see the Son in all His beauty. One day we will gaze upon His face, never to be separated from Him again. Why? Because, bless God, there's no more separation in heaven. There's farewells down here. I've been at many farewell parties in the family circle. We're saying goodbye to some loved one, and they're going away. Bless God, there's no farewell in heaven. There's no parting in heaven. We part, we separate. I'm standing in this pulpit this morning, and I'm separated from those I love. Even though I haven't crossed the sea to them, I'm several miles from them. Many a time we'd long to be together again. We're separated. We have parted. Bless God, each one of the family knows Jesus Christ and will never part again when we get to the other side. I've got that a blessed assurance in my heart. In heaven, there's no more sea. But if you look at verse 4, we'll see something else. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. The word of God says, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. God said to Adam and Eve there in the garden, if ye eat of the forbidden fruit, thou shalt surely die. Truly we can say this morning, we are living in the land of the dead. I read out this morning about our brother Kelly. His mother has felt the hand of death upon her body, and her mortal frame crumbled at its bidding. May I say, there's no such thing as death in heaven. We'll never stand in the sight of a loved one and see them parting, because there is no parting in heaven. There's no death. There's no coffin. There's no grave to mar the celestial city's ground. There's no undertakers. There's no shroud. There's no funeral parlor. Why? Because there's no more death. Ah yes, a few more years and we'll all be passed from the scene of time. You're sitting down there this morning in good health, but one day death will come. You had been in the Coleman's mission last night. I told about a young girl of 22 years of age. One of mine knew so well. Young girl of 22. And today she's in the glory land. We haven't long to stay down here, because one day death will bid us come. We'll go. God alone knows this morning if the death angel is getting upon a horse and riding to our door and is ready to knock at our door and say, come. And when death comes, we'll go. Queen sitting upon her throne, and then when death comes, she'll leave it. Beggars along the street, he's lying there in filth and dirt, but he'll leave them. He'll leave the filth and dirt of his clothes behind him. You see, sitting here in this service this morning, dressed well,
and are eating of the best, you'll eat them. Bless God, when we all get to heaven, we're going to a land where we never grow old. There'll never be a wrinkle across our brow. We will be like Him forever. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow. You just look around the city. You don't need to go around the world. Look around the city today. There's plenty of sorrow. There's many a mother sitting in her home this morning, and her heart is full of sorrow. Why? Because someone she has loved and cherished, someone of the family, they've taken the downward track. They're going away. They're a wayward child. They're going the downward track, and her heart is full of sorrow. She longed to see them saved. She longed to see them coming into the fold and family of Jesus Christ. But as they stand this morning, her heart is sore and heavy for them. Her heart is full of sorrow. May I say this morning, you're here without Jesus Christ. My heart is heavy for you. I'd long to see you saved because, my friend, if you're not in heaven with us, you'll be in hell. If you're not in heaven with Christ and with God the Father, you're in hell with the devil and his angels. May God spare you this morning. And may God save you. There's no more sorrow in heaven. This day the business is just the way up. It's reached the peak. But my, then someday it happens that the business just is a flop. And it goes down to rock bottom. And your heart is full of sorrow. There's no more sorrow in heaven. My, it'll be a wonderful place when we get there. It'll be a place we'll enjoy. It's not like what the television says. It says it's a place, or it depicts heaven as a place where no one wants to go. Bless God, I want to go there. Amen. And bless God, I will be there. There's no more sea, no separation in heaven. No more death, no death in heaven. My, will God cheer you? No more sorrow. No sorrow in heaven. Bless God, this is a wonderful place we're going to. Then it says, nor crying. There's no more crying in heaven. It's something we all know about. We've all experienced the tears to run down our cheeks. We've all known what it is to cry. I've seen many a big, strong man and the tears running down his cheeks. So long ago I saw a man, a young man, strong, tears running down his cheeks with conviction, and bless God, he trusted Christ. But there's no more crying in heaven. Never again. Never, never again will we wet the pupil of our eyes, or wash the pupil of our eyes with our tears. Do you know why there's no more crying in heaven? Do you know why? There's nothing to cry about. That's simple. Nothing to cry about. That's why. We cry because of afflictions. We cry because of death. We cry because of despair. We cry because of calamities. But bless God, when we get to heaven, all tears will be forever over when we get home. All parting will be forever over. Death and sorrow will be forever over when we get home. neither shall there be any more pain. My, that'll encourage a lot of us, won't it? We'll be glad when we get home. There's many an ache in your body perhaps this morning. You're torn apart with rheumatism. There's some little thing gnawing inside you all the time, and you wonder what it is. And you know what it is to have physical pain. Bless God, when we get home, the old body will have no pains. Why? Because we'll have a perfect body. We'll be in the likeness of Jesus Christ. You see, one day, this mortal frame which we have got on will put on immortality. This corruptible will put on incorruption. Bless God, it'll not be this old frame when we get to the other side. It'll be something better than this. It will be a perfect body. In the likeness of our King and Lord, Jesus Christ. Do you know there's such a thing, not only of physical pain, but mental pain. And I've gone into many of the mental homes. Yes, some around Belfast and some away from here. And I've looked at people, and my, it would take a tear out of a stone to see them. They're racked not with physical pain, but they're racked with mental pain. But I have good news. I have good news this morning. When they get home to glory, if they're prepared to meet Jesus, all their mental pain will be finished. I've stood at the graveside. And I've watched little children being laid down, put down in their little caskets into the ground. And the fathers and mothers turn and they say, "Can you tell me why it's happened? Tell me why. Why has God taken this loved one from us? We loved her child, we cherished her child. And it's got so much upon our nerves." But today I know some of them, and they're in mental homes of our land. They suffer not from physical, but from mental pain. But there's neither physical or mental pain in heaven. Bless God, it'll all be over in heaven. But is that all? No, if we turn to the 22nd chapter, we'll find just two little things more. I don't want to keep you too long this morning. I don't want you to be blaming me for your dinner being spoiled. I'll let you get home in time for your dinner or for your supper. The 22nd chapter and the verse 3. And we read these words. And there shall be no more curse. No curse. If you turn with me to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, you would read this. Why there is no more curse in heaven? Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why is there no more curse? Simple this morning again. Jesus was made a curse for us. He bore the curse in his body on the tree. Yes, Jesus paid it all. And it's all to him we owe. Sin had left its crimson stain, but thank God this morning, Jesus washed white as snow. Jesus climbed Calvary's hill, and there upon Calvary's brow, he bore my sins. He bore my sins on his body upon the tree. Christian, this morning he bore yours. Did you ever sit down, Christian friend, this morning? And did you ever let the tears trickle down your cheeks when you thought of what Jesus done for you? Did you ever really think of what Jesus Christ suffered there, the agony in Gethsemane? Did you ever really think of what Jesus suffered there as he stood before Pilate? And us sinful men cursed him, and us sinful men accused him falsely. Did you really think of what Jesus suffered for you and for me? Friend, if you have never thought of it like that, just you sit when you go home and just you bow your head in shame. Bow your head in shame when you go home. Because remember, Jesus Christ bore the shame of men for you and me. He bore the shame. He was mocked. His face was marred. His back was torn to shreds. His hands were pierced completely through. His head was pierced with a crown of thorns that he might give us the crown of righteousness which we will receive on that great day. His feet were pierced completely through for your sins and mine. And his side, there's a gash in the side of Jesus. Why? For me. Sinful me. Vile sinner as I am. Paul said the chief of sinners. For you and me. He bore the curse. Bless God, when we get to heaven, there's no more curse. Then lastly, may I leave with you, verse 4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. It's the last thing. No night there. When night comes, the darkness comes. The dark clouds gather. We see the sky is black. And blackness and darkness speaks to me of but one thing. And that's sin. To me it speaks of sin. And the hymn says, not that defileth shall ever enter in. There's no sin in heaven. Bless God, there's no such thing as sin. Why? Because everyone that will be there will have been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. No more separation. No more death. No more sorrow. No more tears. No more pain. No more curse. And no more sin. What'll be there? Bless God, when we get to heaven, there will be joy and peace. Not ordinary peace, but the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Not ordinary joy, but joy that is full of glory. Oh, my friend, this morning I'm glad I'm going there. Bless God, I'm going there. May I say this, and I mean this very solemnly. Not everyone that shall say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. The curse in our land today is hypocrisy. Many Christians this morning, so-called hypocrites, And there's no place for hypocrites in heaven. It's not the one who says, I'm saved, that'll be in heaven. Have you got the blessed assurance in your heart? Are you positive this morning? Can God witness that you're born of God? Are you really saved? Or is it only profession and not possession? And that's the curse of the north of Ireland. Hypocrisy. Are you a hypocrite? Have you only professed from the lips? Or do you mean it from the heart? The night you trusted Jesus, did you really mean it? Did you really mean it from the heart? Or did you just say the little childlike prayer, come into my heart, and that was it? You think that'll pass you into heaven? Don't be a fool this morning. It's only those that are truly washed in the precious blood of the Lamb that will see the pearly gates. You're unsaved this morning, may I say this in closing? You need to be saved. You'll be going to a place where there's endless separation from God. A place where there's eternal death. A place where there's eternal sorrows and eternal tears and eternal pain in the flames of a Christless hell. You're going to a place where there is the eternal curse of God and where there's sin. The liars have their part in the lake of fire. You read Revelation and you'll read who'll be in hell. Are you among them? Oh, may God help you this morning to trust my Jesus. And for you, Christian, may I say this, that it will all be finished. All will be over. And we live with Jesus for all eternity. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey. And perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. Oh, so often we are parted with sorrow. Benedictions often quicken our pain. But we never shall sorrow in heaven. God be with you till we meet again. Oh, they say we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky. And they say we'll be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven by the side of that river of life. The charming roses bloom forever, and where separation comes no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Will you meet me there? Will I see you there? May God help you, if you're not saved, that you'll prepare to meet your God. And help us who know and love the Lord to live lives fit for the Master's use, for His glory and for His honor alone. Let us bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy precious word this morning. And O loving Father, we bless Thee for Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord this morning for the blessed words that Jesus uttered upon the cross. "It is finished," was his cry. Redemption is complete. Jesus has paid it all. And Father, we thank the Lord for that day and thy grace and mercy when you stooped down and lifted so little. And you saved us for all eternity. Help us, O God, to so live that others might see Jesus in us. That they might come to know our Savior too. And for those who know not Christ, O God, we pray that in thy sovereign grace and mercy, that you'll stoop down and that you'll save them from the flames of a Christless soul in hell for all eternity. Amen.